It's Thursday, the 8th of December, just after 11 a.m. An hour after we got out of bed this morning. It's a nice morning. It's nice and bright. Loads of bright cloud and the sun. My God, I'll tell you where the sun is just now. The sun is... If I'm looking due south, the sun is already to the east of south at 11 o'clock. And it's not very high in the sky. Oh my God. It's a very fresh morning. That's what I would call it this morning. Fresh. And I'm standing here. Pardon me. Drinking my tea. In a short-sleeved shirt. I have a t-shirt below. And the reason for that is I'm cooking hot. I'm sweating, man. And that was all because of last night. Last night was the annual Senior Citizens Dinner Dance with Entertainment up in Shotts, St. Patrick's in Shotts, our parish. I know I'm from Bathgate. Bathgate's my parish, but I got married when I was staying in that parish in St. Catherine's of Siena in Hart Hall, and that's a joint with St. Patrick's in Shotts. So for the past few years, we've been invited up. If you're over 60, you get a free invite, and you even free transport if you want it. So anyway, it's a great night, and we went up last night with my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, and her man, Alan, and had a great night. You get a free drink to start with. Well, the girls don't drink, so that means that us two men get two free drinks. as long as we buy them a cola. But that was a problem, you see, because I had two whiskies and three pints of Guinness. And considering this is from a man that hasn't drank, I can't even remember the last time he drank a bottle of beer. I mean, seriously, I honestly can't remember. It's been so long. I just gave up on the whole idea of drinking. So that and having a lovely three-course meal, and in my case, finished off with a giant slice of lemon meringue pie. And that was 8 o'clock when we were eating that. And we here, myself, my wife, normally have a late supper about 6 o'clock, 7 at the latest. Well, put it all together, and we didn't get home till after 11, about 20, 25 past 11. Then we got back down from there. We had a quick cup of tea, went to bed at midnight, and I had a horrendous night because of my overindulgence, albeit good. Eating so much at that time of night has never agreed with me, over the past number of years anyway. And if I do eat too much in the evenings, then I get tossed and turned all night. So can you imagine how much tossing and turning was going on last night? Just complicate the thing with alcohol. Yeah, so what a night, as Elvis Presley sang that song, although I couldn't sing that song this morning. yeah, it was a night, what a night it was, it really was such a night. But the moon wasn't bright. But, so anyway, an extremely restless night. I think I was up to the toilet about 5 times. And when my wife got up at 10, I was still sleeping. I'd managed to get back to sleep each time, thank the Lord for that, but I thought, I've got to get up. I can't lie in bed any longer, I've got to get up. So I've been sweating ever since, and it's just due to my body reacting to all the food and drink from last night. Hence me standing here in a cool morning with the sleeveless shirt, just trying to cool my body down. Oh, but it was good. It was a good night. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. And I get to dance with my wife again. You know, it's just funny, you know, when if you go to an event and you get to dance with your loved one. It brings back all the memories of all the time you spent dancing. I mean, you probably spent as much time dancing together as you did just walking together or whatever. Well, maybe not, but you know what I mean. And it's few and infrequent opportunities nowadays to get to dance with my wife, so that was nice as well. Well, it was a good night. I'm my body can't take it anymore, so I'm back to almost said celibacy. I'm back to, what do they call it when you're not drinking? I'm back to whatever that is. I'm back to that. Not drinking again. I know when you're young and you get up in the morning and you've been on the bevy all night and you say, never again, never again. And then, you know, a night or two later you're back out drinking. But in my case, no. And that's the end of eating and drinking at that late stage of an evening. But it was a good night. But I is burnt out, honestly. I need to go and lie down. No, I better stay on my feet. I'll probably collapse sometime in the afternoon. But there you go. A good night. So I'm feeling good mentally, if you like, within myself. I've got a bit of a sore head, as they say. A wee bit of a sore head, it's not much. But my body is, yes. I need to pour loads of fluids down into my body this morning as quick as possible. And rehydrate and all that nonsense. Right. And I think I'll ask my wife just to make toast this morning. Don't bother the egg. Just toast, please, my dear.